Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Jeffrey. And Mr. Bailey, it's Paul from Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
Doing great.
Good. So I know we spoke again last week. You wanted me to call you today, see if we can get everything all set up and squared away. Now,
yes.
Would you still...
Yes, I'm still interested, but I the last time, I'm not sure if my prepaid card is going to go through. I have money
okay.
on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if you wanted to use the same card, that MasterCard ending 0621.
Well, actually, I wanted to see if this time I could use a different card.
Sure. Yeah, sure, you can.
It's a prepaid call.
Okay. And it's for the amount of $199.
Yes, I have $199 on there.
Okay. So if you want, we can update that card. I know that we've done the voice verification before. The only thing that would change, of course, would be your start date, which is now September 26th, and it would bill once a month on the 26th for exactly $199, and of course it's month to month. You can stop at any time. All of that is still the same. Now, is this card also a MasterCard, or is it a Visa?
It's a Visa card. I was going to give you on this card, and then the next payment is going to be on another card.
You can always update the card. Yeah, you can even update the billing information on your own through your tracking and reporting system, or you can always give us a call at any time to update that information. So you said this one is a Visa card. If you want to go ahead and read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end.
Okay, it's 4727-7686.
Mm-hmm.
4750.
Yes, sir.
9435.
And the expiration month and year?
It's 12-26.
12 of 2026?
Yeah, 12-26.
And then the last 3 digits on the back?
It's 345.
345. So I have 345 on the back, 12 of 26 for the expiration and the card. I have 4727-7686, 4750-9435.
If that's correct.
Okay, great. And then we'll look at the client interview calendar and schedule that follow-up call in just a minute here.
All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just have to update the billing date here to today's date. So, of course, that client interview takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
All right.
So if you're available, we could see about this next hour here. It looks like it is available. If we can get you in at 10 o'clock. We could
That'll
definitely
work.
Do that. That'll work? Okay. So we're going to schedule it from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. There's not quite enough time for our automated system to send you the email, that the reminder email that comes out an hour prior. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite, though, is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. And again, it's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. Now, it's scheduled from 10 until 11, but the call, like I said, only takes about a half an hour. So it might get to you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, then I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to answer any questions you might have, and of course introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might be on a call already, but if I am, they'll call you on their own, take really good care of you. We already have the security question on file. It's the city you were born in, with the answer of Queens, so just for your protection, anyone who calls you and says they're with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question there, especially when your website becomes active in about 5 or 6 days. If you get any calls from anyone asking for more information or asking for money, just say, hey, I think I'm pretty well taken care of, but thank you. Oh, do you know the answer to my security question? And if they don't, I mean, they'll probably just hang up at that point, because you might get those types of phone calls. Unfortunately, once we start getting you online and people can see you and call you and ask for your services and want to hire you, it also comes with the downside of people calling you and telling you that they need more information, or telling you that they're Google. They might even tell you they're Local Splash. Like I said, if they don't know my name, if they don't know the answer in the question, then that's not us. And we wouldn't be asking you for money to begin with. Like I said, it's exactly $199, and a bill once a month on the 26th. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. It is the exact amount. Now, our automated system sent you a couple of emails just now. One is the welcome email, and it's got our client support information if you ever need to call us. There's a toll-free number. You can email, of course, 24/7. They'll follow up within the following business day. You can contact a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You also received an initial invoice email, and if you can open that one up, I want to walk you through a couple of things there. It's going to say Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here.
Did the payment go through?
Oh, yeah, sure. You're all set and squared away. The payment went through. We've got your client interview scheduled for this upcoming hour. And like I said, just trying to get everything. The Local Splash initial invoice, it's going to ask you to verify that you received it. So if you open it up, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then it talks about all the things that we went over in the voice verification before that we'll be providing: the Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submissions, mirroring the content on Bing, doing the website for you, etc. But I don't want to walk you through everything here, but it's an important step in the process to help us kind of expedite getting you verified. Are you able to open up that that text?
Which
for the
one?
Email
I there's three. It says Local Splash support.
Yeah.
Welcome to Local Splash. They have
right.
Action needed. Pictures needed for.
Okay, that one went
one
already.
Local Splash.
Yeah.
Initial invoice.
Yeah, that's the one. The Local Splash initial invoice, that one, if you open up that one, then there's going to be a hyperlink that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and then just click right on the click here.
All right, I clicked on it.
And then, of course, it talks about all the different services that we'll be providing, you know, the Google Business Profile, the directory submissions, the website. If you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes across it, and above it, Mr. Bailey, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's actually where you would type in or copy and paste your name as it appears, and of course, if you type it in, it's case sensitive. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you have Jeffrey Bailey in that long box, click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a couple of things. Of course, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, waived the setup fee, that we are including the website. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website, so we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it does kind of, like I said, expedite the process even before we do the client interview in this upcoming hour. We can get started on your account here. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Well, I'm on the next screen right now, but I have a question. You sure. Have me down is I was looking for work in 77063, correct?
Let me pull that up. So we're going to talk to you during the client. The 7979 Westheimer Road, 77063. So we can talk to you about specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions where you most want to be found, and we're going to cover that as well as all the different services that you want to be found for, keywords related to the services that you provide. If there's places you don't want to go, we'll make sure we don't put you there so you don't get calls from those areas. And then, of course, we'll talk to you about mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business and things like that. We'll do that in the client interview, but I can get a head start here. Are there specific zip codes that you want to be found in, kind of in and around Houston?
Well, 77063 and 77477 is mainly where I spend most of my time at.
Uh-huh. So the second one was 77...
477.
Gotcha. All right, so that's where you most want to be found, right?
Well, I prefer to really most be found at 77063.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's going to be kind of your primary hub as far as your relevance and the focus there. And like I said, we'll get the specifics and details about you know, how you want to be branded, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. I will do that in that client interview. As far as the username and password, you don't have to do that right now. Our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. Your tracking system's not actually active yet. We have to do the client interview first. But once your tracking system is active, you'll get your username and password by text and email.
Oh, so I don't have it yet.
No. Actually, it has not even been assigned yet. If you've tried to put something in, it would give you an error message. Well, it looks like the username is already assigned, and in a day or so, once your tracking system is active, we'll text and email the default password along with this username that I'll give you in a second. You can change the default password if you like. Some people never do, and either way, it's fine. The username has already been assigned, and it cannot be changed, but luckily, it's easy to remember. It's simply the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So your username, of course, then is 832-748-6306. That's going to be the username, but like I said, your tracking system isn't active yet. In a day or so, you'll get the username and a password that you can use to access your tracking system. In fact, I sent you a calendar invite for the client interview at 10. It's got, like I said, local splash CIENG. It's got then your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, that's the main email. You can send anything there. It's in the other one, the welcome email that you got as well. Please just include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. If you want, you can always email the photos team directly. That's photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at Local Splash, and they'll give you that email address again in the client interview in the next hour. Like I said, if I'm in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be speaking with you for a few moments in this upcoming hour here. If not, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going. In the meantime, start thinking about photos that you want on your website. But do remember that the maintenance and updating, as well as the hosting of the website and, of course, the initial construction, it's all included. There's no additional cost for that. So as we send you new jobs, you can take new photos or even videos and send them to us down the road, or even upload those yourself through your tracking system. Some people like to make changes to their website on their own. You do have access, or will have access, to do that as well. Other people love us to do that for them, and, of course, we can do that too. But you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I'm pretty happy to get this going, pretty excited, and I hope that I am able to speak with you when our technician's ready to call you back in about an hour or so.
Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you, Mr. Bailey, and you take care. If I don't speak with you again before the end of the day, we'll talk again soon, and you have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Take care. Bye-bye now.